Just as the introduction helps you make a good first impression, a conclusion helps you make a final, lasting impression. It will be your last opportunity to influence the audience's view of your ideas and yourself. A good conclusion performs three functions. First, it reinforces your central idea and shows how your major points fit together. This final reinforcement helps the audience remember the message after the speech is over. Most speakers summarize their main ideas in the first part of the conclusion, or as part of the transition between the body of the speech and its conclusion. Second, it provides closure by signaling the end of the speech. The obvious function of a conclusion is to bring closure, to cue the audience that the speech is coming to an end, and to give them a sense of completion. You can attain closure both verbally and non-verbally. Verbal techniques include using transitional words and phrases as "finally," "for my last point," and even "in conclusion." You can also signal closure with non-verbal cues by using a pause, slowing your speaking rate, or making ending gesture. Third, it motivates your audience to take action based on your message. Another way to provide closure to your speech is to motivate your audience to respond in some way. If your speech is informative, you may want your audience to take some sort of appropriate action, write a letter, buy a product, or get involved in a cause. In fact, an action step is essential to the persuasive organizational strategy called the motivated sequence. An effective conclusion ensures that the audience remembers the message and reacts in a way that the speaker intends.